What's up, guys? Welcome back to another daily Bible reading snapshot. Today we're finishing the book of 1 Samuel, which means we're going to see the transition of power in Israel, at least, between Saul and his family towards David. But it's not all going to be quite that simple. So let's see how it all goes down here in chapter 30. What we see here is in chapter 30, David is the focus because his family and all the families of all the mighty men have been in the city of Ziklag. Now, Ziklag, again, was one of those cities, probably south of the city of Gath. And what we see here is while the people, while the men are out doing these important tasks, the women and the children, they stayed at home, obviously. This city was taken over and the wives and the kids were all kidnapped and it was terrible. So they go away. Obviously, good news is none of them were killed. So David and his men, it says they took strength in the Lord. And after they took strength in the Lord, after weeping and being really upset, they go out and they avenge themselves. They get those people back. They get every wife and every child. They get everybody back. And also, while they did it, they took over some of the spoil. And there's an interesting scene here where some of the men were too exhausted to keep pursuing, so they stayed back with the baggage. And what happens is they make a rule here that says, even if you're not with the people in battle, if you're one of the soldiers that's a part of the army, you get to share in the spoils, even if you're not the one who goes and specifically takes that bit of spoil. So they brought it back and they distributed it amongst themselves. So that's an interesting law that says is created because of this scene right here. So in chapter 31, this is the end of the book. We see Saul and his family are killed on Mount Gilboa. So that's up in the north. So if you can imagine a map and how this whole book is laid out, there's a lot of jumping around. So we're down in Ziklag in the south area. Now jump up to the north of the nation of Israel. You got the Philistines versus the Israelites. They're fighting. Saul and his sons are killed. Many of his sons, Jonathan in particular, is killed here. And this is a horrible day for Israel. And we're going to see how, when the story continues into the next book, David is not happy about this. David's not happy that Saul dies. He's not happy that Jonathan dies. He's actually really upset. So we're going to see how that continues tomorrow. But let's check out the New Testament. We're still in chapter 17 of Luke. This is an interesting chapter, especially an interesting set of verses that we're studying today, because it's really all about the kingdom of God. And it's important for us to understand this because there seems to be two different ways the kingdom of God is being described, two different aspects of the kingdom. One of them is he talks about how the kingdom is in the midst of you, and that's in verse 21. But then he goes on to talk about when the kingdom comes, it's going to be like lightning flashes through the sky. It's going to be like everybody knows about it. So you might say, well, those two seem like they're contradictory. Well, I think we're talking about different aspects of the kingdom of God. There's a present reality for everyone who trusts Christ and is serving Christ, who's the king for us, that we are serving God and we are in his kingdom, but there's going to be a future aspect where we all are in God's kingdom. And it's like when that comes, it's going to be like lightning flashes through the sky and everything is going to be very clear that Jesus is coming back and Jesus is there and that Jesus is going to reign. So this chapter is very interesting. There's a couple of sections here. Another important verse in verse 32, very short, but it says, "Remember Lot's wife." And the context here is people who are not ready for the return of Jesus. It says, remember Lot's wife back in the Old Testament. She turned around. And when she turned around, she put her focus back on the city that she was leaving, the worldly sinful city. And it says when that happened, she was struck. She was struck dead by God, turned into a pillar of salt. And the reason for that was because she was turning back to those old life, that old affections. And what God says is, no, keep your eyes straight ahead. It reminds me of what Jesus said earlier in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 9, he says, at the end of the chapter, he says, if you put your hand to the plow and you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God, right? Serving God in his kingdom means that we're looking forward to the full bringing in of the kingdom, which is described here. So that's today's DBR. We want to get excited about the kingdom of God, working for it now, but also looking forward to its fulfillment in the future. So thanks for reading the Bible with us. We'll see you back tomorrow for another daily Bible reading snapshot. Thank you.